Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Gimel and Parak Hey Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Hey Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah taught us that we have the ability to extend a city's tchum, a city's borders, by 70 and 2/3 amos in order to connect it to a neighboring city. This next Mishnah here in Parak Hey Mishnah Gimel is going to apply the exact same concept in order to connect three places by using an additional method. It says the Mishnah v'chein shlosha kifarim ha-mishu lashin. And so too, when there are three villages that are grouped together like a triangle, so two of them stand opposite each other with a space between them, and a third stands some distance away opposite that space, says the Mishnah, Yesh bein shnayim hachitonim, meya v'arbaim v'achad ushlesh. If the space between the two outer villages is such that if we were to imagine the entire third village being moved into that space in between them, then there would be no more than 141 and a third amos left between the middle village and either of the outer villages. Asa emtzoi es shalashten liyosan ke'acha. Then the middle village makes the three of them become like one large town for the purposes of measuring the tchum. Now the reason why this works is because we consider the three villages as if they were standing in a row with the borders of each village extended by 70 and 2/3 amos. If there would be no more than 141 and a third, which again is 70 and 2/3 times 2, amos between one village and the next, then the borders of each village would reach those of its neighbors. Therefore, they are all considered one town for the purpose of including them as part of the tchum. Continuing now with Parakei Mishnah Dalet, as the Mishnah discusses how a tchum is actually measured, we're going to begin by discussing the length of the measuring rope. Says the Mishnah, "In modin ela bechevel shel chamishim amah." You can only measure the tchum with a 50 amah rope that is measuring 50 amos at a time until we reach the 2,000 amah mark. Lo pachos, it can't be less than 50 amos long, as the Bartimer points out, because a shorter rope gets stretched and becomes longer than it is supposed to be. Velo yoser, and it may not be more than 50 amos long, because the longer rope often sort of drags down in the middle when it is held by two people. So either way, the measurement will be inaccurate. It has to be exactly a 50 amma rope. Now, how exactly should the rope be held? Says the Mishnah, Velo yimdod ela keneged libo. Each may measure only with the rope held against his chest, so that they both hold it at the same height and not on an angle. As the Bartinar points out, that if one measurer would hold the rope near his head and the other near his feet, then the rope would be at an angle and the distance measured would actually be less than 50 amos in a straight line. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discussed now, how to measure ground that has dips and rises. Not all ground is necessarily straight and flat. So what does one do if there are dips and rises in the ground for the purposes of measuring the tchum? Says the Mishnah, Hayamodid vihigia legai o legadir. If he was measuring and he reached a valley or a pile of stones from a collapsed fence, mavlio, he should measure it in a way that absorbs the slope of the valley or fence, meaning he should measure it in a straight line across the top of them. If the width of the uneven ground from one side to the other side is 50 amos or less, so that a 50 amma rope reaches across it, then he measures directly across the top. If, however, and again, it's helpful if you have the Mishnayos with the diagram, so I'm looking at diagram A, B, and C on this Mishnah, so certainly that would help. If the width of the uneven ground varies, and directly opposite the city, it is wider than 50 amos, but off to one side of the city, it narrows to 50 amos, then he may move from the place opposite the city where he is measuring, and he may walk in a straight line to the place off to the side of the city where he can use the rope to measure across the top of the uneven ground. He then continues measuring along that line, v'chozer l'midaso, and when he reaches a place from which he can walk back in a straight line to the even ground that is directly opposite the city, he returns to his original line of measurement, and he continues measuring from there. Continuing with a similar type of a case, Higia Lahar Mavlio, if he reached a mountain while measuring the tchum, and he should measure it in a way that absorbs the sides of the mountain, meaning he should measure it over the top of it in a straight line, just as he did with the pile of the stones. The Chozer Lemidaso, and if the hill is such that he will have to move and measure from some point that is not opposite the city, he may do so, and he then returns to his original line of measurement. However, says the Mishnah, Uvilvach lo yetzei chutz l'tchum. However, this only works if the measurer moves, if the measurer doesn't leave the area of the tchum. He can't go out of the tchum of the city for this purpose of measuring the tchum. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we finish off by discussing what a person should do if measuring the uneven ground in the way described does not work, is impossible, says the Mishnah. Im eino yachol havlio, if the measurer is unable to absorb the slope made by the uneven ground by using this 50-yam rope, bazo amar Rabbi Dostai bar Rabbi Yanai mishum Rabbi Meir. This is the case dealt with by Rabbi Dostai bar Rabbi Yanai, which was said in the name of Rabbi Meir. Shamati shemekadrin beharim, that he says that I heard from my teachers that if we make a hole through mountains, meaning to say that we measure the mountains in a way that imitates, is similar to drilling a hole or a figurative hole through the bottom from one end to the other with a long measuring rope running through it. And then the length of that measurement is the distance that counts towards the tchum, and the slope of the mountain is therefore not counted in the measurement. The actual measurement is done with a rope that is only 4 amos long. One measurer would stand at the foot of the mountain. Again, the diagrams in the Mishnayos are certainly helpful. And the other stands a little higher on the slope, the one lower then holds the rope up to his chest, while the one higher up holds it to his feet. The rope is thereby held in a straight line, and the slope of the mountain is not counted in the measurement of the 4 amos. The measurer who is on top, who is on the bottom, then climbs somewhat higher up the mountain, and they again measure in the same way, repeating this as many times as necessary until they reach the bottom of the mountain on the other side. Have a great day.